Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
Rolling right along here on this Football Friday as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way at the controls, and Bogish with your updates. And we did a lot of Pats hour number one, and our thanks to Adam Kaufman wrapping up hour number one, who agreed with many of my points that I made at the top of the show.
I love that.
Just reemphasize what I told you, and he gave you a firsthand experience and point. All is well in New England.
Yeah, from a Pats homer. Okay, great.
No, he's a reporter. He works at a news station.
Yeah,
he's a sports anchor.
Yeah, he's a Pats
giving you the facts.
Homer. Yeah, and he's giving you the facts. If you didn't have to hang up, I would have talked to him respectfully about something. Basically, the way the man was speaking was that there's no other team to concern yourself with this year in the AFC except for the New England Patriots. That's basically what he said as far as this year.
Well,
and basically, if the deflate that kind of galvanized the team, and this is good. This gives us something. This is not good for the Patriots.
They play well angry.
I'm not knocking the Patriots' ability on the field. I'm not saying that, but there is no way in heck that Belichick, definitely Brady, Mr. Kraft, they don't want this drama out in the world here. They don't want this going right into the playoffs here. They don't want this. You know, that, why would you?
Well, I think they use it as a chip up against us against the world mentality. I think
a chip? There's no one against them except them against them with this. No, but dude, it's them against them. You're saying, okay, so
the fact that there were people in that organization were decided to anonymously leak this stuff out there about the fracturing of the relationships. But as we discussed, a lot of this has been rumored before all season long. It's kind of in one piece, lengthy piece by Wickersham, where you could just take it all in and follow it. I look at the Patriots, I think they'll say, okay, well, we're going to have to – everyone thinks it's over or thinks we're going to fall apart at the seams, and we're not going to fall apart at the seams. We're going to do everything we can in our power to win.
Okay, well, look at Tom Brady. So he comes off like he's Captain America, right? Let's be honest. He does. He's the good-looking guy, 6'9", 7 feet tall, never misses – he's got a zillion completions. He's the greatest in the world. I know that. Okay, I understand. He's got the model wife. He's got nothing but money. He's got rings all over the place. I understand. I'm not knocking his ability. The brand of Tom Brady gets on my nerves. Okay, that gets on my nerves. Now, so to hear Captain America, that now it's finally coming out more and more about his ego, which I respect his ego. I spotted his ego and mentioned it on my wrestling show over a year ago. That I felt like he didn't want Garoppolo in town. Why would he? And why wouldn't Belichick want him in town? Because you need to developing someone to replace this great, great legend. They got nobody now replacing that. The future's not bright there. And guys like yourself here coming out of here, Moose, and you're saying that, okay, next year's going to be great. Well, when Brady's on the cusp of being 42 years old, and McDaniels maybe is gone, Patricia's gone. You know what I mean? Like,
well, because I number one is we got to see if Patricia and McDaniels get jobs. And until I see a drop-off in the play of Tom Brady, why wouldn't I believe that he's going to play well next year?
You think Brady's playing as good as he's not exactly playing stellar. He's missing a lot of
He's got hit a lot this year. He also doesn't have Edelman.
Because he can't move as good as
he did. He's been a guy that's been stay on the
I know that.
Right,
he's a traditional straight drop back.
Right.
I'm well aware. But the days of the Dan Marinos of the world are gone. And the game, the defenses are too fast. I'm not knocking Brady. I don't want people to take me out of context here. No, what I'm saying is I don't think he's playing. I don't. I mean,
well,
I'm
think
not
he's been great in the month
right
of December. If you look at his,
he's clutch. I'm not saying he's not clutch.
Well, his numbers in the month of December have not been great. You look at his yards per completion. I think it's
that's
at 7.7.
Yeah.
He has not played all that well last month. All well and good. He still potentially is right there to be the MVP of the National Football League with Todd Gurley. So, even with all that being said, and he doesn't have Edelman, who is his basically right-hand man on offense, and when Edelman does return next year, he makes that offense go because of his ability to convert third and shorts and the trust that Brady does have in him, and he has not developed that chemistry with Cooks. I'm not telling you that guys get better with age, Taz. They don't. I mean, athletes regress with age. All well and good. But until I see Brady have this dramatic drop-off like we saw with Peyton Manning, I'm going to believe that Tom Brady's going to come back next year and play well. I mean, Peyton Manning at the end couldn't throw the football.
Right. No, I understand. That's a fair – if you're saying it that way, yeah, I agree about the whole thing with Manning, what happened there. But what I'm saying is I think that we're seeing – I get the Edelman point.
Yeah.
Next year, you're older. All of the stuff is public now. This is a lot of distractions for a guy. Like, when you have an ego – like that, like Brady, I'm assuming strongly this is bothering him because this could, don't take this the wrong way. Not that it hurts his brand, it puts a blemish on his character. He's always carried himself like a pro. He's always, publicly.
That's fair.
Like a Derek Jeter-esque type of feel, you know what I mean?
The fact that he's like everybody else. He was
right.
A little nervous about competition.
Right. And I respect that. I get that. I really do get that. And I understand it's hard. I mean, to have someone behind you that's younger than you that's making some noise that he's good and you know Belichick wants to invest in this kid eventually, but you want to play till you're 45 years old. You know, it can't be just about you. It's got to be about the what's best for the Patriots. That's the problem. You can't put yourself, like Tom's putting himself ahead of the Pats, and by having a guy like Guerrero come in, his business partner and his trainer and all this jazz, and come in with some unique training methods that's confusing young football players on the Patriots, that's not cool.
No. And listen, I think there is stuff that's there. And whenever you get egos get involved, it can get blown out of proportion. And certainly Brady's got an ego. Belichick's got an ego. And you do learn a little bit about the inner workings of the New England Patriots that all is not honky-dory.
Yes.
And we'll see exactly how it does play out long-term. But, I mean, Taz, I get a sense this morning. Listen, we had the blizzard that hit the Northeast, right? The bomb cyclone or cyclone bomb, whatever the hell it was called yesterday, and the winds and everything like that. You're a little cranky this morning.
I don't want to talk about this, Moose, because I had a horrible day yesterday.
Terrible day. Getting home.
You have no idea what happened. I text you late. I just said, we got 18 inches. We got 18 inches of snow where I live. Okay, on Long Island, 18 inches of snow. Okay, it was hellacious. It took me 2.5 hours, bro, to get home. The drive was horrible.
Right.
Misery. I'm on the road. There's nobody on the road except me and tons of snow. And there I am trucking along because I'm a trooper. I'm a pro. I get finally to my destination, my home. I can't even get on my property because there's so much snow. I'm like, all right. Meanwhile, I'm up all hours of the night because I'm working, because I'm a stud. Next thing you know, now I got to keep the car running in the middle of the street. Now I got to run, get in my garage to get the snow blower so I can get on my property. I get the garage gimmick. Goes up. Nice. Now I got to go through snow, bro. It's like up to my thigh. And I'm like, whoa, I'm getting a true leg workout. Get in there. Now I got my old faithful, big, powerful snowblower. This thing, I've had it for 8 years. It's a monster, Moose. It's huge.
Okay.
You have a snowblower?
I don't.
I'm trying to start this thing. But this thing, but let me give you a little history on this snowblower. This snowblower, old faithful, this thing is a monster, dude. I'm talking, it's like a Hemi. I got a Hemi on my snow. It's a Hemi. You know what a Hemi is? H-E-M-I. It's an engine, sir.
Yeah,
it's a big engine. I have a Hemi. It's an 8-cylinder snowblower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. That's great, Ralph. Wow, Moose. Yes.
That's a,
so thank you.
You have an 8-cylinder snow engine on your snowblower.
Yeah, it's a Hemi. It's a monster. It's meaty, as they say.
There you go. Yeah.
You have a muffler on it, too.
I have dual exhaust, sir.
Dual exhaust.
Yes, yeah, it's power, bro.
That's a gas guzzler.
Yeah, it's a muscle car, basically. Right. It's a muscle car that picks up stone,
nice.
Spits it.
I'd love to be your neighbor.
Well, I'm going to get to my neighbors in a second. So now what happens is I go to start it. Nothing. I go to start it.
The Hemi doesn't start.
Nothing, bro. Nothing. And I'm like, four or five shots now. I got the clutch, I got the gimmick, I got the shims, the dyno flow. I had the dyno flow all the way over. Everything. I got everything up, the whole thing. I got an electric start. I'm hitting it, nothing. Now I do the pull start. Yeah, like a kind of like a chainsaw.
Yeah. You know, or a lawnmower.
Like a lawnmower, yeah. I have landscapers, but I digress. So I'm pulling, nothing. My wife comes through the garage door, right? We have an in to get to our house. She goes, oh, well, it's not starting. I go, no, it's not starting. She goes, what are we going to do? I got the car on the street running. I got 90,000 feet of snow. The wind is flying around, freezing my rear end off. Then I'm like, thank God my kid's home from college on the holiday break. I go, get him up and get a hat on that kid and get a shovel in his hand. Right? So now we got to go outside.
Right.
Dude, we shovel. Old school. We went old school.
Why didn't you just call plow service?
Good luck finding them, dude.
There was nobody like...
You can't. I tried to book that before I even had this issue. I had my
even with the Even with the eight-cylinder Hemi.
The Hemi.
Right. The eight-cylinder Hemi.
One start.
Right, but even with that monster snowblower, you tried to book a plow service. I think if you make that kind of investment in that kind of a snowblower,
you would think
that you would not be calling a plow service.
Well, I don't want to dirty my hands, so I looked into plow services last week. You can't find them anywhere. Usually, landscape companies that do landscaping.
Yeah, they do that.
They do that in the winter. My guy used to do it, and in the beginning of the winter, he said, "No. Taz, we're done. We're not doing it." Okay, thanks. Right, so now I'm trying to find his other pair. I couldn't find anybody. Nothing. My brother-in-law, he's trying to find.
So how long were you shoveling, him. You and your son?
Dude, hours, right? Hours, and I'm miserable. The car's running the street, and then all my neighbors, who I don't speak to any of them, they all hate me. Okay, they're out there. They all got Hemis. They all got the stove, the whole neighborhood. Look at that shark. He's got a shovel. And I'm watching snow fly all over these. And there I am trying to start up. I got nothing.
No.
That was what my day was yesterday.
That's a disaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you probably just sailed right home, no problem.
No, I didn't. No, it took me an hour and a half to get home, hour 40 minutes. Wasn't as terrible.
Yeah.
But we do have somebody that takes care of the driveway. They came late at night, though, about 8 o'clock
at night.
Oh, wow.
And you were the same guy who kind of mocked me because I, with two other fellas, rented a Escalade to get to Indianapolis in the snowstorm. And you have your own.
I didn't mock you. I said I would have gotten the minivan.
Why'd you get out there and shovel?
I mocked
why
you because you went to shoveling? You wanted to point out how luxurious your vehicle was.
It was a rental, and three of us.
That's
and
all
then the
you said. I would never. I'd never put my rear end down in a minivan.
I'm not going to.
It'd be leather seats with TVs.
Hey Haas, are you going to go to Indianapolis from LaGuardia in a minivan in a blizzard?
Why not?
In a blizzard. Something called front-wheel drive, my man.
You need a Kia minivan? I mean,
you don't even know what a Hemi
God
is. How do you know what front-wheel drive is? You don't even know what a Hemi is, please.
I do know what front-wheel drive is. No, I don't know what a Hemi is.
It's different. You ever have a Hemway? No?
Do I have a what? A Hemway?
Yeah.
I have a carport.
You don't know what a Hemway?
No, what's that?
What?
What is that?
What is what?
A Hemway. I have no idea what the hell that is.
I'm trying. I was going to say about 3 pounds. You're supposed to say, what's a Hemway? And then I would say about 3 pounds. But forget it.
Can I ask you a question? You talked about your drive home, right?
Yeah.
You talked about your drive home being dangerous.
It was very dangerous.
Should you have gone on video and live videoed your drive home as you did yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, why would you?
My driver was driving. I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat.
That's not true.
Okay.
Well, would you, what about you hop on and you're basically live tweeting your drive home in the snowstorm? Is that really safe?
I have a dash mount and I have a remote in my hand that I can do that. And I video anyone that's near my vehicles, I video them at all times, sir.
That's the thing I took up from yesterday. Yeah. When I was
the danger of tax.
The danger. Yeah. When you were on, I was like, I would never want to be on that.
Did you guys notice that?
That was the first thing I thought.
Whatever you're doing this? Should you be doing that? Really? Honestly. Should you really be live videoing your drive home?
One hand Jones.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I mean, what are you doing?
You're a maverick.
It's dangerous out here. Will you put both hands on the wheel? Put the phone down, for crying out loud.
That was the first thing I noticed, other than no one in Arby's. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, no, I after the fact... What? I'm like, probably should have done that.
What are you doing?
There was nobody on the road, but I understand.
I understand there's nobody on the road. You're on the road.
I know.
I mean, honestly,
I had an epiphany. I shouldn't be doing this. You're not wrong. I know. I won't do that again, but I just wanted people to understand the pure dedication and professionalism of yours truly.
Well, no doubt. I mean, everyone respects your hard work. Just don't be, don't do that anymore.
Don't be dangerous. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
That's
guys.
Not a good idea.
No.
You're not buying the mount I have on the dashboard?
No, because it. You know why I'm not buying it? Because at certain points of the video, the camera was all over the place. I thought Bisseglia was shooting it.
Seems like you're trolling
me. I'm not
that
even
was
that bad.
Good one. That was actually pretty funny. I just got that.
I know.
So you don't have a Henway?
What's a Henway?
About 3 pounds.
There you go. You want to
take
get
two.
Yeah. We'll get into Wild Card Weekend. We'll do that next. Big game Saturday. Big game Sunday. The playoffs in the NFL are as upon us. We'll chat about it. Break it all down. Taz and the Moose as we roll right along here on this Football Friday. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Rolling right along, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It is Taz and the Moose. Hit us up on Twitter, at Taz and the Moose, at Mark Malusis, at Official Taz. Podcast, tune in, radio.com, iTunes, each and every day.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at the show Twitter account, at Taz and the Moose, and there's actually footage on there of my drive home that Mikey B was so nice to post. Because I sent them some footage. So this is actual footage of the drive home. Not the footage you saw. This is different.
You pass somebody as they have one hand on the wheel and the other one with their camera in their hand videoing through their driver's side window.
It's a windshield.
The video of you driving and doing a talking monologue. I mean, think about that.
That's called cutting a promo. I speak for a living, and I have golden pipe.
Bogus, good morning.
Good morning. I saw the video yesterday, had the same thoughts.
There was no camera on me. There's no proof of anything. I didn't do anything wrong. I had someone driving in a car.
Just go to at Taz and the Moose, and you could take it all in.
No, I didn't do anything.
There's the proof right there.
I had a driver, and then I had a mounting device. I did not. I was not whole. I was not driving. It was someone else driving.
Judge, I present this evidence in terms of against Taz.
No,
in his forward
wrong.
Complaint.
I had a driver, and I was not holding. It was not me.
Just glad I was on the train yesterday.
Well, that was fun.
Safe and sound.
Really.
What else you got, Andrew?
I've got this. Lifelong Bills fans, you know them. Yeah. They get to see their team in the playoffs for the first time since January 8th, 2000. But first, a shorter drought ends tomorrow. The Titans playing their first postseason game in 9 years, QB Marcus Mariota.
A lot of us are new to this, but, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and can't wait for Saturday.
At Arrowhead against the Chiefs, Tennessee has ruled out veteran running back DeMarco Murray with the knee sprain he picked up on Christmas Eve. Derrick Henry starts instead. Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley shattered his pelvis when he was pushed to the ground outside a Pittsburgh bar on New Year's Eve. That from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Haley, though, back at team headquarters yesterday, and the injury is not expected to affect his coaching duties. Texas A&M.
Wait, how he shattered his pelvis?
Yes.
So what is he? He's just going to be how is he going to be calling plays from the coach's box?
I don't understand how this works. I really don't.
Yeah,
we still don't know what happened exactly. His wife may or may not have been involved, and there was a prior.
So New
thing.
Year's Eve, he was outside a bar, got pushed to the ground, and shattered his pelvis.
Yes,
that's some push.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people.
Weak
maybe
pelvis.
Maybe he opened his mouth
yeah.
to somebody the wrong way or became a wise guy, and sometimes you can get hurt when you open your mouth to the wrong people.
That's true. You're right about that.
You're so much tougher than me.
Yes, I am. Don't ever forget that either.
I just did remember
it. I promise you.
Sorry about that Bills joke. And you can film yourself driving whenever you want. College hoops.
No, please don't.
Colorado dealing for...
You take the train, Bogus. For all of us that drive in the tri-state area, please don't do that.
That was Mark that said that.
I did say that.
Okay.
I'll stand by it.
College
You're
hoops.
A great driver.
Honestly. Secondly, come on. Have a little bit of a backbone. We're only 4 days in here.
And there's
right?
glass between you two. You're safe back there.
You're a
Mike.
Great driver.
Oh, Besegli, come on, man.
I love Mike.
Someone's got to.
I've never seen somebody drive so well.
Thank you, sir.
Literally.
Just never shoot Taz on video ever again. I'm sorry, live stream.
So Colorado dealing fourth-ranked Arizona State at second straight loss, 90-81 in overtime in Boulder, which is very important, says head coach Tad Boyle.
We play at altitude. This is a mile-high city, and they have eight guys that they play. They got a little tired, and those threes came up late, short late, and we got some runouts and some dunks and got the crowd into it. It was just a
post-game gas without really Pharrell on the bench. The Sun Devils have lost those two straight after a 12-0 start. Number one, Michigan State handled Maryland 91-61. Ninth-ranked Wichita State dropped Houston 81-63. Number 14, Arizona outscored Utah 94-82. Golden State left standing in Houston 124-114. Neither James Harden nor Kevin Durant played, and the Thunder snapped the Clippers' four-game run, 127-117 at Staples. Russell Westbrook, 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Major League Baseball and the Players Association expected to meet next week to discuss pace of play changes like a pitch clock and limiting meetings at the mound, which all could go into effect for the coming season. Serena Williams will skip the Australian Open later this month after an exhibition match in Abu Dhabi last week. Serena says her game is not good enough at the moment. From the NHL, the Penguins shut out at home by the Hurricanes 4-0. Pittsburgh has dropped 8 of 12 and remains out of a playoff spot. Mark?
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, buddy. It is wild card weekend. It is almost upon us. And I'm curious, Taz, are you excited for the Bills game Sunday?
I'm excited for all the games. And not just the Bills game, but I am excited for the Bills game.
Yeah, you are excited.
I'm very excited.
You're fired up. What's the game plan? I mean, you've got a team in the postseason. What's the game plan in terms of watching, taking this game in early on Sunday?
I would love to sound like I have some, exciting thing to tell you about watching this big game for the Bills Mafia, for the Bills Nation, and yours truly also. I don't. I watch the games alone. I do.
Nobody comes over.
No, not for this. No, because I want to focus on the game. I enjoy the game. I don't like our chances in the game, but
right.
that depresses me a little bit. I'm proud that they're there. I'm happy they're there. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I am looking forward to all the games. But I'm going to watch it myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit there and watch it myself and enjoy it, maybe crack open a cold one and check it out and have a good time.
Yeah, and I could and listen, you should. I mean, honestly.
You normally watch games? You watch a lot of sports. You watch games alone? What should you do? I'm curious.
I do watch games by myself a lot. I've got three young boys,
kids,
so they're around.
Yeah. Do they like watching? I mean.
No.
How old is your oldest?
Four.
That's Paul.
Jackson's four. Jackson. Jackson's four, Paul's two, and okay. Gregory's one.
So does he watch
it? A little bit.
He'll watch
some football with me. He'll lay down. Like, sometimes we'll lay in the...
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and he'll be like,
"Daddy,
can I watch football with you?" And I'll be like, yeah, come on in. And then Paul, and then when you get two of them, and then they want to jump around and wrestle one another and beat each other up, and then jump on your head and kick you in the groin and do everything
that they can.
That goes along with you.
That's part of the whole package.
You know the deal.
My kid was the same way. He's 18. He's like
that. So
walks in the house. Hey, Dad, kicks me in the nuts.
Once you welcome one in, they're all in, and then you're not watching much of the game. That's exactly right. So. Yeah. But, yeah, I do like watching the game. But, I don't have a team in the fight. I mean, so, like, I'm going to watch it as a fan of football, a fan of the National Football League. But I don't have a team in the fight.
So who's your AFC team? Let's be honest. It's obviously the Patriots. Right?
No, I don't have an AFC team. I don't.
I know. I'm joking.
I don't. No. I know you're.
I'm teasing.
I respect the Pats. The Jet, Bill, Dolphin fan, they've all got Patriots envy.
Amen. And the Giant fans do. They hate them, too.
Well, the Giants, the Giants have beat them twice in the Super Bowl.
I know, but they hate them. I know enough Giant fans. They hate the Patriots.
People love to hate New England. I get it, because they hate the arrogance of Belichick and Brady.
As a Giants fan, when they were in the Super Bowl, I'm actually rooting for New England to keep winning these Super Bowls, because I like the idea that the Giants were the only team that could knock them off in the big spot.
Nice. I like that, Mike. I like that. That's good. I'm looking forward to the Bills game for sure. I hope, the scuttlebutt is it might feel like a Bills home game. There was some riff, I think, too, between the Jacksonville front office or the tickets or whatever about how many tickets were
to Buffalo.
Yeah, a lot to Buffalo, yeah. And then the Bills went back at them on Twitter. I saw something the other day. It was pretty funny.
They did go back and forth. Listen, yeah. I look at the four games, right, on the whole, right? You've got Jacksonville and Buffalo.
Yeah.
You've got in the other AFC game is the Titans and the Chiefs. And then in the NFC, Falcons and Rams are the late game on Saturday. And I think the best game of the bunch is Panthers and New Orleans,
the Saints,
which is the late game.
That's
on Sunday down in New Orleans as the Saints are a touchdown favorite over the Carolina Panthers. You know, when I look at wild card games, I'm curious your take, Taz, and really we'll take your reaction to it, 855-212-4CBS. I look at these games and I think about dangerous teams, right? I think about potentially what teams can go deep and get themselves to a Super Bowl. Right? And I look at of the eight teams that are playing this weekend, you know, I think the Chiefs can. I think obviously the Falcons and the Rams can. The Panthers can. The Saints can. I don't think the Bills can get to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Titans can get to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Jaguars, and some might argue not even the Chiefs can get there. I would say probably five of the eight potentially. Based on the road, it's difficult. AFC, as we've discussed earlier in the week, is much different than the NFC in terms of overall competitive balance. NFC a little bit more wide open.
Right,
AFC
right.
Very top-heavy with the Steelers and the Patriots. I can make an argument that five of the eight, conceivably speaking, can get themselves to Minnesota in one way, shape, or form and the Super Bowl with the decided path that they go on.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's where
I think
it's
tough to argue with you on
that.
What you just said as far as your breakdown of who in all seriousness, can make it to Minnesota to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I definitely don't think my Bills can do it. I think if Jacksonville were to be able to do it, it's going to be about that defense, about that front four. They're legit. It's not going to. I mean, it's tough for me not to believe in Cam with the Panthers. I love Cam.
Sure, he's great.
There's just, you know, he's hot and cold a little bit this year. I know that, but there's something about a guy that's 6'5" and can run like a deer, and he's built like a monster. You know, he's the man. I mean, you know.
He's a great player, but going down to New Orleans and taking on the Saints
and Breeze and Kamara and Ingram, and how they could
spread you out and create matchup problems with Ingram, with Kamara, I should say, and how they've owned Carolina this year.
I know, but if we could talk about that game for a second, definitely. You know, what's cool to me, though, if you watch the way the Panthers utilize McCaffrey out of the backfield, okay, it's similar to the way the Saints use Kamara out of the backfield.
Yeah, it is.
It's very similar, which I think is cool. You know, I think, and you know, that Thomas Davis and Kukli match up with those two running backs on the Saints, that's intriguing to me, with Ingram and, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Those two inside linebackers for the Panthers are just tremendous.
Fantastic. Tremendous. You're right. And it'll be interesting to see which rookie running back, Kamara, McCaffrey, now Kamara in the regular season had a better regular season than Christian McCaffrey with Carolina, but they're both dangerous. They compete in a lot of different ways, run the football or catch the ball coming out of the backfield.
I called them Kukli. Not Kukli.
I like
the name Kukli better. Kukli! Hey, you Kukli! Not Kukli. Let's call
Luke
him Kukli.
Kukli.
Kukli Kukli. Don't matter what you call him. He will nail you. He can hit like the Dickens, I say.
You should come up with like the Taz Dictionary.
Well, years ago we had a thing when I was wrestling. Oh, I was a commentator in wrestling. Tazisms. My friend Joey Styles came up with Tazisms. Certain way where I just take English like language words and change them. And I don't even mean it. So, I guess that would be a Tazism. Kukli.
Kukli. So Luke Kuechly became Luke.
Oh, what I call the other Kukli. Guy, Bucky Blue, when I called him, you know, I couldn't remember his name. The old, we had him on, the former quarterback of the Georgia Bulls. Yeah, remember, messed that name up a little bit.
But if you pronounce his name as Kukli, I would hope his parents would name him Luke.
Right. Well, Luke's a great name. Very biblical.
But not Luke Kukli.
That's true. Luke Kukli. Kukli.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, you could call him whatever you want to call him. He is a hitter. Unlike Thomas Davis, who has just a regular name, he'll hit you too.
Yes.
I just like that matchup. I just think, you know, those two backs in Ingram and you know, Kamara against
Well, going down to New Orleans is going to be difficult. There's no doubt about it. But certainly you give Carolina a chance because of the playmakers, because of what the personnel that they have on defense, and with a player of the talent and caliber of a Cam Newton and yeah. what he can do, not just throwing the football, but obviously beating you with your legs. It's great. I mean, listen. We've gone through a long NFL regular season, Taz. It was long. I mean, from you know the kneeling during the national anthem to the concussion issue, the guys being lost to injury, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, to really poor football over the course of the regular season. And I have a hard time watching bad football. At least finally, postseason football is upon us. And we've got wild card weekend, yeah. which is fantastic. I don't know how great the games are going to be. Jacksonville and Buffalo, your game, I think that's going to be one of the uglier ones. Low scoring affair, kind of a defensive battle. But still, it's meaning on the line. These guys have worked their entire year for this opportunity that's in front of them with a chance to survive in advance and move on to the divisional round.
We don't have Shady. We're in trouble. That's the only thing we have. That's our offense. I mean, Tyrod Taylor. You know, if you can contain Tyrod Taylor, which unfortunately I got a feeling that maybe Jacksonville's front four definitely could do. That's what I'm concerned with, to be honest. We just, you know, we don't have, as far as the Bills game goes, I mean, not having that and having Mike Tolbert and Marcus Murphy. Marcus Murphy, I think, was on a practice squad last week, and they brought him up, and he's not bad. He's fast, you know, but it's tough. They got to contain Tyrod, which won't be that tough, I don't think. But you can't rely on Tolbert. He's a big, heavier guy, slower guy. He's getting up there. And this other kid, Marcus Murphy, he's kind of, you know, untested, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to get into our picks top of the hour, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Taz and myself will run through our wild card weekend picks. LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Fame running back, NFL Network analyst, will join us coming up at 8:20 a.m. Eastern time.
I wish we had him with the Bills this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, LT at his peak was as good as best running back in the game during his time, no doubt. Coming up next, we talked about it earlier in the week, Isaiah Thomas, the tribute video, Boston didn't want it. Well, Paul Pierce doesn't want an Isaiah Thomas tribute video on his retirement night. Taz and I will react to that next as we roll right along. It's a Football Friday. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to do our wild card weekend picks, Taz and myself.
I'm looking forward to this. I am. I'm looking forward to
all four games.
I'm looking forward to it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm looking forward to the picks because I know that I have beaten you a few times when we've done this in the past.
Yeah.
I get a little competitive, you know, so, you know, I'm looking forward to beating you again. I'm just letting you know that.
All right. Well, blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
No, I've been pretty good against you, my friend. Let's be honest.
Well.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, you've done a nice job. You've done a nice job. Now here's where the rubber meets the road.
Wildcard Jones.
That's exactly right. February 11th. Why is that date important? February 11th, Paul Pierce, right?
Yes.
Is getting his jersey retired by the Boston Celtics, right? Legendary Celtic player. Winner. You know, the big three with him, Garnett, and Ray Allen up there. Doc Rivers. Yes. Rondo running the point. You know, it was a fun time to be a Celtic fan, right? So February 11th, Paul Pierce is going to get his jersey retired, right?
Well-deserved,
well. Right? Now, yesterday, he made the statement that on that night, he does not want Isaiah Thomas to have his tribute video that night. Now, Isaiah Thomas, a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, traded in the offseason. Thomas did not want a tribute video when the Cavs came to Boston.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Coming off the hip surgery.
We discussed this the other day.
Yeah, we discussed it the other day. But Paul Pierce does not want Isaiah Thomas's video playing on the night that his jersey is going to get retired. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't. My only thing is, I don't have a problem with it because it should be Paul's night. It shouldn't be about another player's night that's younger, not only younger, but from another team. I understand why they want to give the tribute to Thomas and then Thomas, and I agreed with Thomas for not wanting a tribute because he wasn't playing the other day, and I got all that when the Cavs played the Celtics. But I agree with Paul Pierce not wanting someone to not wanting to share the spotlight because of his legacy and what he's done. What I don't agree with, I don't like the fact that it was Paul Pierce who said it. I would have rather been like someone who represented him, or maybe another player, or a younger player, or an elder player. I heard someone on one of the NBA shows, I can't recall which player it was, in defense of Paul Pierce, saying, you know, until you put a franchise on your back, you know, and you're still with the franchise, you shouldn't be. I agree with that. Like, Paul Pierce shouldn't be the one saying it, though. It should be someone else saying it. For him.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems self-serving.
I don't know if it should be said. I mean, you're right. I mean, maybe it should be someone around Paul. The idea that Paul Pierce, right?
Former coach or something like that, you know what I mean?
The Celtics are bestowing an honor, right? And well-deserved, right?
Absolutely.
They're retiring. The Celtics should be able to do that any night they want, right? So the idea that Paul Pierce is drawing a comparison to when they retired. I mean, Kobe Bryant didn't have one number retired. He had two numbers retired by the Los Angeles Lakers, right? So Pierce telling me that he liked the fact that they ran tribute videos to Kobe Bryant every single break of that game. And he liked that idea moving forward. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, what exactly?
I agree.
It's going to be a night, an ode to Paul Pierce. And I get he's having the great honor, Taz, of having the jersey retired. But who the hell is Paul Pierce? I mean, the night that Isaiah Thomas, and I had an issue with Thomas. I really did. He didn't want to, you don't decide when a team's going to honor you and pay tribute to you. The idea that you weren't playing the other night and the Boston Celtics can't run a dopey video thanking you because you're not actually playing in the game. You know, honestly, enough's enough. And for Paul Pierce now to look at it and say, you know what, pick another night. Not that night, because that night is all about me. There's been enough nights where it's been all about Paul Pierce.
Well, hold on. And look, as far as the deal with Thomas, I agree. Like I said, I agree that that video shouldn't have played for him when he wasn't playing. And I agree that he should, you know, but he should not when he goes back, meaning Isaiah Thomas, and he's going to play. No, that opportunity is one and done. Here's your chance. You used to play for us. We want to put you over. You don't want us to? No problem. Thanks for coming. We're done. Good luck with the Cavs. We're moving on. Now, about Paul Pierce, though, the thing is, dude, if somebody else would have said this instead of him, I don't think some folks would have it, like yourself. I don't think, would you have a problem with it then if someone else said it?
I would. That's representing Pierce?
Yeah, like maybe.
Like his agent?
Hold on. Maybe
a
like
friend
a,
of
like
his?
A former teammate or something like that.
Like if Kevin Garnett came out and said,
that's a perfect example.
Yeah, I would.
Then it would be less abrasive.
Maybe a little bit less abrasive, but I would still have an issue. Do you really get to decide?
I think so. When you have all the years of success.
Really?
I think so. Paul Pierce has earned that. His legacy, what he's done for the Celtics organization. I mean, and it's his night. I mean, he's earned that. And you shouldn't have to share it with another player, a younger player, a current player, and nevertheless, a player from another team.
All right, but let me ask you this. Honestly, how long do you think the Isaiah Thomas highlight video is?
We call it in the TV business a video package.
How long?
Okay?
2 minutes?
It's a two-minute deal.
It's 2 minutes long. So 2 minutes on a night where they're retiring Paul Pierce's jersey is really going to bother him to the point where he's telling ESPN's The Jump yesterday that, you know, I don't want to see Thomas. It would bother me if I saw Thomas highlight videos on the Jumbotron. I mean, seriously? I mean, are we serious here? Do you get to a point here? It's like, what world are we on? What planet are we on? They're retiring your jersey. And now he's earned it all, right?
He's
been a wonderful. I love Paul Pierce.
Yeah, like a 20-year career, 19, 20 years or something.
Remarkable.
Like that.
Yeah, and every scout that said he would be better as a pro than he was at college at Kansas was dead on correct, right? Because he wasn't that great at Kansas. He was a good player, but he was not that great, and he was an unbelievable NBA player. So put all that aside. I mean, at this stage, though, Taz, we're bordering on the insane. I mean, we really are. Thomas is hurt. He comes back. Not going to play back-to-backs. He doesn't want the highlight video played in a game that he's not playing. All right, you deal with that. Now Pierce on February 11th is having his jersey retired. He just wants it all to be about himself that night and doesn't want any Thomas videos. You're right. If another former teammate came out and Kevin Garnett said, you know what, I don't really think that's cool. That tonight should be all about Paul Pierce.
Right, right.
Maybe there's not as much burn. Maybe there's not as much heat. Maybe it's not a big talking point, bigger conversation. But it was Pierce who did it, who never ran from making, outlandish statement here or there. You know, never hid from his words. But when he says it, it comes across of, I mean, Paul, come on, get real.
But he's had 15 powerful years in a Celtics jersey.
Wonderful.
You know, I mean, 19 years in the NBA, 15 of them, what Boston. I'm just saying, I feel like Paul Pierce, I keep going back to that younger player, current player, and most importantly, the former, from an opposing team that you're playing against. I don't know. I just don't think that you need to have that kid, I'm calling Isaiah a kid just because he's still playing, for Isaiah to have that spotlight while it's Paul Pierce's night. I just have a problem with Paul being the guy to say.
For even 2 minutes?
Yes, for even 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes?
Yes.
During player introductions?
Sir, do you not realize that?
During player introductions.
We just talked about, listen, we are a team, you and I. We're a newer team. One of us on this team has a very big ego. So we could understand, one of us can, the ego thing.
Yeah, we can understand.
Right?
I got you, Tess.
So, anyway. I'm joking. I'm teasing. We talked about the Brady ego. We talked about the Bella. We talked. I'm busting chops.
Any way you can build yourself up.
I'm not building myself.
Any way you can build yourself up.
I'm not building myself.
Honestly.
Why are you so insecure?
I'm not insecure.
Why are you saying that to me?
I've never talked to Taz.
We're talking about Paul Pierce. You're making it about me. What are you doing?
Well, that's exactly. Well, because you made it about you.
I'm making it about you.
You just talked about two of us have a huge ego.
You got the ego.
Oh, you don't have an ego?
I got no ego.
Stop.
I got no ego. Get out of here.
Stop. Enough with
Give me a break. I got no ego. I got no ego. Stop, please. You, sir, that's
yes,
another story.
Right, I know.
You're like
I
have Brady. You're worse than Brady.
Yes, I have a ginormous ego.
Galati's got the ego.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Pete the body's
Pete
got the ego.
Body.
Pete's definitely got the
ego. Giant head.
Well, there's a giant head here, too.
Yes, there is.
No, all kidding aside. Well, quasi-kidding. But here's the thing. It's not about building me up. It is Paul's night. It is Paul Pierce's
night.
Any
way we can make you shine, Tess.
I swear, this is wholehearted for
me. Any way we can make you shine.
We are a team, sir.
I that's my understanding.
It wasn't my call to get top billing in the show. Why are you upset over this still?
No, I didn't say about the show name.
You
I
said that on the air the other day.
I did the other day. I didn't bring it up today. I let that one go.
You'll bring it up Monday.
No, a couple weeks. I'll let it
We
fester.
Went from talking about Paul Pierce to you. Unbelievable. Thanks,
no,
Moose.
No, we talked about you.
We talked about you.
And then you poked fun at me.
No.
And then
no.
We brought it back to Taz.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
And Taz just wanted to emphasize that his name comes first in the
name
of the
show. No, I didn't. That's a lie. I swear I'm going to throw this call.
NFL here. Picks next. You want to make some money? Don't listen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm joking. Wild Card Weekend is upon us. Taz of the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.